I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to get what I got to say out. And then you got these two buffoons diddling each other on the phone.
I had not diddled myself.
I said each other. You diddled each other.
Justin, did you diddle me?
I did.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 54 of With My Next Pick, the show where we draft a random topic and let you people vote to decide who you think chose the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and I can't even do it anymore. We have Justin. What the hell is that? That's disgusting. That's how you do it, by the way. This is how you do it. And Kevin.
If anybody knows how to use their hand, that's Topher for you. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, boy. In our last draft, what the hell? In our last draft, we selected the best movie soundtracks, and as per usual, I was terrible. But who was more terrible? All of the people who voted for Never Back Down.
No, but do you think anybody voted for that one movie?
It doesn't matter. The fact that it's on the list is bad. The Bodyguard, Justin, fucking great soundtrack. God, that soundtrack is so good. I listened to it when I was making the playlist. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Never Back Down.
Chef's kiss or chef's kiss?
Toba, can I ask you a question and get an honest answer?
Probably not.
Okay. When you're making the playlist, did you listen to the Never Back Down soundtrack?
So what I did was I typed Never Back Down. Mm-hmm. On Spotify, there was no soundtrack because it's trash. Probably didn't have
there one. There is a soundtrack, but
there was a playlist of the songs from the movie. There was not an actual soundtrack
because it sucks.
However, I did know like three of the songs, and like Last Resort by Papa Roach was on there. If that's any
very
indication.
Very good soundtrack, very good.
Cut my life into pieces. That's what I wanted to do after Never Back Down beat me.
All I'm asking you to do is watch the movie one time.
Can we talk about all right? So yeah, Never Back Down beat Toba, but like I did win. So
yeah, but like no one cares because you won on Twitter and no one actually.
So Twitter fans, the Twitter fans have gotten pretty much forgotten because nobody cares except Kevin.
That's not true.
Well, you know what?
We have thousands. Topher. Come on,
Topher. You know what it is, Topher? This is literally what it is. It's the only time Kevin actually really like wins is because he wins on Twitter.
I beat you last time in both.
I usually like the Twitter people because they tend to like you more. Yeah, I didn't win either one this time, so I don't give a shit either way.
The only time Kevin cares about Twitter is when he lost on Facebook, where our actual fans are.
He did eviscerate you on Twitter, though.
Oh, he did. He did. He did.
And I barely lost on Facebook, so like obviously I had the better team.
So my Siri on this, for some reason, keeps popping up. It just did it again. It keeps popping up. And I said, eviscerate. And it showed me a picture of Viscera from the WWF. So that was the only time it's ever actually done well for me.
My house right now fucking stinks.
Is a fucking smells. Prison.
Is it because of Carl or you?
It's not because of me. Thorne. It's not because of me. All right. So
Carl smells bad.
No. So that's what you're saying. Here's the thing.
Confirmed.
Confirmed, you're saying your friend Carl smells bad.
I have some friends staying, my friend and his fiance and their dog, who is amazing. Love her. Can't get enough of her. Bad? No, she smells good. She smells better than Hawthorne. Hawthorne smells like shit.
Hawthorne's smells good.
Christopher, when I stayed with you for, what was that, like 6 years, 7 years?
I like it.
Did I ever cook any foods that smelt up your house?
No, I don't think so.
So, like, I feel like that's, like, a genuine rule. Like, you're staying at somebody's house, you don't make fucking Brussels sprouts. Like, you know.
Did they make curry?
They did not make curry, I don't think. I don't know if I have the materials for curry. Come on. Kevin, they made Brussels sprouts or something. What do you have breaking news?
I have breaking news, Kevin.
Dun, 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 dun.
For the first time on Easter dinner, tried beef Wellingtons, and I just couldn't stop giggling about when you were in Miami, and your roommate thought it was the most, like, the craziest night out you've ever had when he was like, hey, you gonna be home tonight, bub? We're gonna make beef Wellingtons.
Mini
beef Wellingtons. Beef Wellingtons. I had been in Miami for what, a month? I had moved in with this dude. I didn't have any friends, obviously, and the job that I had gone there for didn't work out. So I was sitting there basically on my own. Shut up, Christopher. I was there on my own, and my roommate was like, gonna show me out for a good time. And I was all excited. He goes, hey, Kevin, what are you doing tonight? I was like, nothing. Like, I'm ready for something. Let's do it. And he's like, good. I'm glad you don't have any plans. Me and my girlfriend, and we're going to have some people over. Oh, nice. Let's do it. I don't care. We'll do a night in. That's fine with me. Game night, whatever. Get drunk. We're going to make beef. We're going to make mini beef Wellingtons and play dominoes. Sorry, I'm going to be in my room having a full lobotomy. I can't make it. Can't get away. It is what it is. So
now I gotta be honest.
Hmm.
I thoroughly enjoy the beef Wellingtons.
Justin, what is a beef Wellington?
Yeah. What is a beef Wellington?
So it's like,
Topher wants to know. He's not smart enough.
I'm not cultured enough.
This one was like meat inside of some breading with like some type of, I don't know, something else.
It's like a croissant with beef inside.
Honestly, it was really good.
Doesn't sound bad, actually.
No, it was really.
You owe that guy an apology. You should have stayed home for
it. It was mini ones. I was always fat. There's no way that
but you could have had four or five mini Wellingtons.
I probably had four or five, but I was promised a night out.
You did eat them. You weren't promised a night out.
I wanted a night out.
Anyways, carry on. That was my breaking news for the day. Honestly, it happened on Easter. I could have broke it on any other episode. I just somehow
remember. I got to be honest
right now.
I hate the fact that we're like sort of back, not really back, not taking that serious. Justin walking around in his kitchen right now, getting fucking protein shakes ready for his bedtime fucking snack and fart. Like, I don't have time for this.
hold on.
And the light from behind him keeps shining in my eye.
Give me a break. I'm pouring some wine. Also,
is it Moscato?
It is Moscato.
Back with some Moscato.
Back to the breaking news. Back to the breaking news. Stephanie passed me a note on what was in the beef Wellington. It's not beef Wellingtons. There's no S. It's beef Wellington. Prime rib, mushroom pate, prosciutto, mustard, and bread. And it was bomb.com.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Stephanie, for that lovely update.
Thanks,
Steve. Anyone wants to make us some beef Wellingtons, please send them to, I'm not going to give you my address because you guys are creeps and there's no S in it, beef Wellington.
Yeah, I mean, Justin, you might as well give people your address. You've already given your biggest fan, Mr. Penman, Pen Matt. I was trying to do it backwards so we didn't say his full name. Your address.
Ned Flanders. So.
Ned Flanders.
Yeah, but you've also given him a blowjob, so like, who's worse?
Well, anyway, Kevin, you won.
Did I? If I gave Nick Flynn as a blowjob, did I really
that,
win?
That was your victory. That's what you earned with a W, is the right to blow J Matt Penler.
I thought we were talking, aren't using his names. It was Ned Flanders.
I already used it, though. It's too late now. You can edit that in post. You can edit that in post. Get into your victory lap, please, because I want to go to bed.
I don't have a victory lap today. I want to go to bed. We had a great weekend. Justin.
Hey, we didn't even talk about that. We did have a great weekend.
No, can we just, damn it. What have I done? We don't have time for this. We'll do it on next episode.
It's my next weekend.
We will do it next episode. It'll be a fun episode because it'll be.
You know what they call that, friends?
That's a spoiler.
They call it not a spoiler. I was going to say meet cute, but that's definitely not it.
It's a robot. Topher didn't know what he was doing.
They call that a cliffhanger. Yeah. Now you got to tune in next week so that we can tell you about that weekend. And we can tell you about Memorial Day because that's this weekend.
Yep. Time to drop our new segment. It's called Gopher Topher. And it's where we just let him talk for 30 seconds because he doesn't win. So he needs some time to just talk about whatever he wants to talk about. So Gopher Topher, baby.
I'm going to win this time.
I'm not going to lie. This is my favorite day that I've ever heard. Go for Topher.
I don't like it. I don't hate it, but I definitely don't like it.
Toba, you got Topher, you got 30 seconds starting now.
Oh, starting now. Okay. Well, I wasn't prepared for this.
No, you're not prepared.
I never prepared for anything. If it comes off script, you guys know me. I'm a robot. So I just want to say, vote for me. Vote for me is a vote for America.
Did he just if steal you love a vote the troops, Pedro?
Dina, are you going to eat your tots?
I am going to throw this God bless it Siri out the window.
Oh, man. Siri's trying to save you. Siri was literally like, Topher, you haven't talked in a full sentence in a minute. Would you like me to chime in for you?
So Gopher Topher's over, but as long as he remains winless, Gopher Topher's a thing. So. Great. We'll see you next week, folks.
Go for Dover.
I can't wait. Kevin, you won. Just tell us the order.
Or it's going to be Topher. We're going to go for Topher again. And it's going to be Kevin. And then it's going to be Justin.
All right. So me and then Kevin and then Justin.
Oh, you haven't introduced the topic yet, buffoon.
Well, I haven't got to that part yet.
Well, isn't that supposed to go before the order, Gopher?
I don't know. Probably.
Gopher, Topher?
Well, normally we'd have a promo here, but we don't. Because, don't know, because you do the promo usually... We don't have a promo because Justin came up with one and it was terrible. So we decided to just not do it.
I got a promo. Damn it. Wait, we don't do the promo until later. So it gives me, you introduce the topic and then I will think of the promo.
It's getting hot out there. And one of the best things, now you can enjoy this thing whether it's hot or not, but one of the best things about summertime is going to get ice cream. Going to get some ice creams. If you're a local, maybe the Acushnet Creamery, Somerset Creamery for my Fall River people. So today we've decided we're going to draft our best ice creams and the best toppings that go with them. Yeah, that's it. If you want grade A work, you got to give me more than 20 minutes. That's all I'm saying.
I thought that was grade B work. I'll take it. It wasn't that bad. And considering Justin was doing something with his teeth.
I was trying really hard not to look at them.
Yeah.
You know, they always talk shit about me, people, but it's, you know how hard it is to keep a straight face and know what you're saying when you got two buffoons just absolutely, like, Kevin was playing with his boobies. I saw that. Justin had one leg straight up in the air. I don't know what the hell was going on there. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy.
Oh, come off it.
Come on. What's so hard about it? Be honest.
I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to get what I got to say out, and then you got these two buffoons diddling each other on the phone.
I had not diddled myself.
I said each other. You diddled each other.
Justin, did you diddle me?
I did.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's all set then. Kevin, promo?
No, I got to do the order. And then I got to do the
rules. You already did the order.
You already did the order.
I didn't do the rules.
You already did the order. You did not do the rules.
The so order the is, again, because since we're all messed up, Toba, Kevin, Justin, the rules. There are no rules. I didn't have enough time. I don't care. Ice cream toppings, ice cream accessories.
Ice cream and ice cream accessories.
That's it. That's all
I want to take the ice cream scoop because without that, you can do nothing. Unless you eat it out of the carton like a fat ass.
Oh, why'd you look at me?
Because I knew you were going to react.
Justin, did you have anything to chime in there, child?
No, sir.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got the first pick.
Hold on. We got to get to the promo.
Topher. I thought you didn't have a promo.
No. I told you I was going to come up with one.
Go ahead.
But you have to introduce it.
And now, Kevin Thomas with the promo.
All right. Topher. Go for Topher. Yes, tonight's episode is brought to you by your local banana stand. When you are looking for a quick treat and a frosty opportunity, you always go to the banana stand. Because remember, the banana stand always has cash inside.
It's not even the thing. You did so good, but it's there's always money in the banana stand.
Damn it, you're right. There's always money in the banana
stand. You did so good.
Damn it.
I was so impressed, and then you fucked it up at the end. There's always money in the banana stand.
Damn it. I knew I didn't say it right, and I was like, what is
they wouldn't have let it on. If you had said there's always cash in the banana stand, that's very obvious that there's money hidden in there. Patrice O'Neill. All right,
Pete. Damn it. Money in the banana stand. I tried.
That actually was pretty good, considering you took 1 second. I was going to say that they were lucky that we were doing this because we weren't going to, but now that I've heard.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that. So FYI fans, you're figuring this out. We tried to do this draft through our phones. We were going to do a digital focus draft, but things got a little wet and wild, like after the first round, and we decided emergency episode, and that's why it's a clusterfuck. I don't have time for this. I really don't. Like
that's
Justin,
one of the many reasons.
I'm sure Justin and Topa don't really have time for it either, but like I have less time than they do for it, but it is what it is. It was too good to pass up. So here we go.
Right. So we apologize in advance for this. With my first pick in the inaugural ice cream with my next pick draft, I'm taking mint chocolate chip.
What the fuck?
It's the best ice cream there is.
He had a chance to back out of his pick.
Oh, and I never
locked
back down.
It in.
Oh. So people, I picked this earlier in our draft, and they both roasted me. This is a great pick. Mint chocolate chip is so good.
Topher,
if you don't like it, I don't care.
Topher, you have time to summarize your team at the end. This is not it. You've already lost. Topher.
I think it's a great pick. At least I get to have
the Topher Gopher later on. That's fine.
I think it's a great pick if you enjoy like Crest toothpaste.
Well, I do. It's a great toothpaste.
Yeah, you like swallowing it, weirdo? All right. Go ahead, Kevin.
That's what it takes.
I'm unhappy about this. I specifically gave myself the second pick because I thought there were two top choices, and I still am not ready to make the decision on which of those two top choices. So I'm gonna punt it a little bit. I'm gonna take chocolate chip cookie dough with my first pick overall.
Isn't that combining two ideas?
No. No. Can no. You just
get cookie dough ice cream somewhere?
Oh Where? My God! Why does he say this? He is so stupid. What kind of cookie dough would it be then? Sugar cookie dough ice cream? Have you ever heard of that? Peanut butter cookie dough ice cream?
No. So in my chocolate chip cookie first dough. Of all, peanut butter cookie dough, fucking delicious. Don't even get me started. They have that.
Is it? Do they put it?
Do in they have an ice cream of it?
Yes, at the Kushnet Creamery.
No.
No.
Peanut butter cookie dough. Look up the God bless it menu right now.
That is peanut butter ice cream with chocolate chip cookie dough inside of it. It's not peanut butter cookie dough. You stupid poofer.
In my brain, there's chocolate chip ice cream. And then there's cookie dough ice cream. The cookie dough ice cream has vanilla ice cream with cookie dough in
it. There's really not even chocolate chip ice cream. Like, you can't find, like, I've seen it, but, like, it's very rare that chocolate chip ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream with chocolate chips, it sucks. It's chocolate chip cookie dough. That is the ice cream, and you're stupid.
I disagree. And I love being called stupid by the dumbest person I know.
Hold on. Let's not.
That's not true. Your brother's Timothy.
You are the same person.
Let's not break things down. Let's get things straight. But I'm looking at your Kushnet Creamery. They have peanut butter crunch and peanut butter Oreo. But sorry, hon. They don't have peanut butter cookie dough. In fact, they have one other cookie dough ice cream on this menu. And it is,
that's the one I wrote. That one is going to be good.
It's
that's
coffee cookie dough. So I hope Justin takes it now. There it is. Pissing me off. I was in the middle of talking. You just decided you were going to run over me. So, no, it's fine.
No, because you wanted this to be over, and then you took forever to make your pick.
I immediately made my pick. Justin, you're up.
Took too long.
All right. I got back to back. I'm going to take cookies and cream and hot fudge, please.
That's a good pick. I'm glad we got a topping early and often. I got to be honest. I'm still upset because I punted twice now because I didn't want to have to make this choice and somebody is going to fucking make me make it. So I'm going to take chocolate ice cream.
That's the better
one. Chose the wrong one.
The right choice.
I couldn't decide. That's why I was letting somebody else make the choice. I tried it twice. I can't wait any longer. I think Topa said that was a good choice and Justin said that was a bad choice. So,
I mean, it's one of the two, right? So, or is it one of the two? Because
is he going to take fucking soft serve swirly?
I'm taking Twist, baby. Twist ice cream. Vanilla, chocolate. You get the best of both worlds like Miley Cyrus. That is fucking a great soft pick.
Serve piece of shit ice cream. That's not even real.
That was never going to be my pick. You said chocolate. You had to pick one. I was like, no, you don't. And I took Twist. I like that pick, even though it was completely random and had no, you know, whatever. And then with my third pick, I'm going to take coffee Oreo ice cream. It's like cookies and cream. What
is
Oreo.
That?
It's coffee, but coffee ice cream delicious. With Oreo in it. It's delicious.
Never heard of it. Never hoided
it. You
absolutely delicious.
Suck.
I don't suck.
Because you only do missionary, so you only get missionary ice cream.
I do more than missionary.
missionary only. Don't let them fool you, folks. It's just
what
missionary.
Does that have to do with ice cream? I love it, but what is it?
Boring man, boring sex, boring ice cream.
Give me caramel. Give me caramel.
Caramel.
I was struggling. I have not written anything down. Folks, I'm not lying to you when I say I've been working about 12 hours today, give or take. Had to deal with the episode of Brussels sprouts in my nose. So, like, it's been a day.
All right. I'm going to take vanilla ice cream. Take the other one. And then I'm going to take chocolate sprinkles.
Chocolate sprinkles?
Yep. I like them better than the rainbow ones.
Give me rainbow sprinkles. Done
all
and
done.
Time,
all done.
Done and done. Like, I didn't want to take rainbow sprinkles.
One of those Jimmy's and one of them is sprinkles.
Yeah, Jimmy's. But I had this conversation with one of my coworkers. Jimmy's is also the term for condoms. So I've never felt comfortable saying put Jimmy's on my ice cream. Like, I've never felt comfortable with that.
So the chocolate ones are the Jimmy's, though, right?
No, chocolate is just chocolate sprinkles. Jimmy's is the colorful ones.
No, so you're getting Jimmy's then. Justin's getting chocolate sprinkles.
I'm getting Jimmy's because I don't get to use them. So I might as well just stock up on them.
How do you spell the Jimmy's? I'm just going to put this.
J-I-M-M-I-E-S. No one else has to see this.
So I had both. I had written down sprinkles dash Jimmy's. I was going to try to take them both.
Yeah, see, that's where you guys cut me.
With my
Justin
pick.
Justin, remember that Twitter that you don't use anymore? Sprinkles mm-hmm. versus Jimmy's. Throw it up.
Live tape.
That's definitely not.
Unless he does it right now, he's not going
to. He's not even paying attention to the episode.
All right. My fourth pick, I'm going to take the Reese's peanut butter ice cream. I love peanut butter. I love Reese's. I love ice cream. Put all that shit together. Delicious.
Hashtag analysis, bitches.
Put that all that shit together. That's it. Did you take your ice cream scoop yet? This is your next pick right here, right?
No. Ice cream scoop is my Mr. Irrelevant. Last pick of the draft. Without that, you have nothing. With my fifth pick, I'm going to take a topping. I'm going to take the, remember the shell they used to get? Like back in the day, you would come in like it was kind of like the hot fudge, but like when you put it on the ice cream, it hardened into like a candy shell.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
What are you supposed to, hold on. What are you going to write this down as?
I don't know. So that's why I asked. I was hoping when I said, do you guys remember the shell? You guys were going to be like, oh yeah, that's, and I was going to be like, that's what I want.
You need to make a decision. There's chocolate shell or there's peanut butter shell.
Why can't I just have both? No one else is going to pick a shell.
Because I can't have chocolate Jimmy's or chocolate sprinkles and rainbow Jimmy's, so you can't have Reese's. That wasn't
a decision that I made.
That was a decision you made, frankly, Justin. You said chocolate sprinkles. If you had just said sprinkles.
All right, so it's a decision. It's a decision I made. You want the chocolate one or the peanut butter one?
Well, now I don't know. I don't want to take two peanut butters in a row. I'm gonna pivot.
You can't pivot.
What do you mean I can't pivot? I didn't write it down. No, I did not.
Justin, what have you done? You've come. It's upside down.
Didn't write it down.
All right, fine. You can have both. But you have to call it.
No, because it's a bad pick. Now I realize it's a bad pick because no one else knows what it is. So I'm going to move on. And I'm going
to
take the crumbled up Oreos on top of the ice cream. Crumbled up Oreos.
Didn't you just take Oreo ice cream like two picks ago?
That was coffee Oreos, a different thing.
You're terrible.
Crumbled up. You take the Oreos, you do this with them. All over your ice cream.
I think Topa just showed us how to diddle the air.
Oreo crumbles.
All right, I'm taking the cherry on top. Done.
I was going to pick the cherry, but
when? Fruit in there? When were you going to take it? It's a fruit thing? It's barely fruit. It's like literally all sugar.
It's like a cherry just dipped in like a sugary glaze.
Yeah, that's not like, there's no fruitness left in that thing.
The Ralph Marciano cherries. Okay, Justin, you had two picks in a row.
Last two.
Kevin just took cherries?
Yeah.
Ew.
What? Hold on. Back the
I always
fucking
want a cherry
truck
on my ice cream.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I think I'm.
Do we get ice cream?
Justin Horatio. When the fuck can we get ice cream? Simmons.
I should have fucking. I missed my opportunity right now.
Yeah, that should have been your promo, dude. I'm going to take Rocky Road ice cream. People love it. I don't,
take
but
me
people
home.
Do.
Rocky Roads.
I wrote Rocky Road down. I don't actually have any idea what it is.
It's like Moose Tracks.
I wanted to tell us what it was.
Yeah, it's literally Moose Tracks. I mean, I don't like it that much.
I have no idea.
It's not my favorite.
Moose Tracks. He's like, no
I don't
idea
know. Little like caramel chocolate clusters, and there's some swirl in there. I think it's a chocolate swirl. I don't like it, but people do. I'll be honest.
Right. I don't know. I've never had Rocky Road. I was asking. And then I heard Moose Tracks. Never had that either.
I led with, I don't like it, but people do. So I couldn't tell you exactly what it is. I just don't. I'm not a big fan. And I'm going to take whipped cream. My last pick.
I hate whipped cream.
Well, I'm the only one that can have a sundae because I have fudge, whipped cream, sprinkles.
That's not true. Ice cream. You don't have a cherry. I'd rather have. You're missing the most important part.
You'd rather have the cherry.
I'd much rather have the cherry than the whipped cream. Kevin's got a little topping heavy, in my opinion.
Have I?
Yeah, you got three. You get three toppings in a row.
I don't even remember what my toppings are. What do I have?
Caramel, Jimmy's, and cherry.
And shit.
Oh, all three of those together. I'll throw the three of those together.
Your Sunday is better than Justin's Sunday.
All right, my last pick.
Wrong.
None of you guys, right now you guys are eating ice cream out of your fucking hands like animals. So give me the waffle cone. Give me the waffle cone.
I thought he was going to take a bowl.
I'm not going to take a bowl. No, I want the waffle cone.
Waffle bowl is better.
Now, so the waffle bowl technically is easier, and some people would say better. But the cone is ice cream. But I get it. I understand why. But it's like eating a taco that's like soft shell. It's not the same. Yes, you can eat it. It's there, but it's not the same. I want hard shell taco, and I want a cone for ice cream.
I do prefer a hard shell. So
I'm a big fan of the ice cream in a bowl with like a cone upside down on top. Because like
then you just look like yeah. But that you know what also has like that clown hats. So congratulations, you look like a clown, jackass.
The thing is like
I mean my ice cream looks like a clown. I don't.
That's like an adult would eat ice cream. Like, I want the cone, but I don't want to make a mess. Put it in a bowl for me.
Also, why are you putting the cone on? First of all, you can't put a waffle cone on top. The waffle cones are too big. So that's why I like waffle cones. But you can put like a regular stupid sugar cone on top.
Like one of them like stupid little ones like this big?
Yeah.
Yeah, those suck.
You guys going to kiss?
They literally look like butt plugs.
Maybe not. He only does missionary, so I'm not really that
interested. I do more than missionary, ladies. Ladies, I have quite the sexual palate. I have been known to mix it up. I do more than just missionary.
You're right. He does missionary until he gets a cramp. Then he lays on his back, and you think he's inviting you, but really he just needs
a break. He's just done. He's just done.
That's how he mixes it up. He also eats butt, so there's that.
He does. 61% of the butts he's ever seen, he's eaten.
It's not a real number.
So I used to know the exact actual percentage, but I don't anymore.
Sorry, percentages are hard.
Probably both your sons eat butt. I don't know about Cam for sure, but at least 50%.
Oh, my mom's going to listen to this episode. Damn it.
Oh, ass eater.
I'm just going to take strawberry ice cream.
You're going to take what? Did you just take strawberry ice cream?
Yeah.
Kevin, I think you messed up there because you shouldn't just went Neapolitan where you get the strawberry, but you also get the vanilla.
I already got the twist. I didn't want to be a
glove. I wanted to take Hood. I wanted to take a Hood ice cream.
The Hoodsy cups?
Yeah.
Oh, those are good with a little like wooden spoon.
I got a wooden spoon.
I talked to my buddy at work today and he said he likes strawberry ice cream. I thought I'll put it on the list. We'll see what happens. He probably didn't even listen to the show. He probably has no idea why I even brought it up. But he said, I really like strawberry ice cream. You know what it was? When I got back to the office, I was like, who here likes mint chip? And he was like, everyone, but I also like strawberry.
Can we get to the wrap up after you just took stupid strawberry ice cream?
Strawberry is a great ice cream. I had the first pick. I took mint chocolate chip.
Terrible.
Twist.
Terrible.
Coffee Oreo.
That's fine.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's fine.
Oreo crumbles.
That's terrible. You already took Oreos. You don't need double Oreos.
Yeah, but the Oreo crumbles are really good. And you took the caramel. I wasn't expecting that. People, let me know in the comments, should I have taken the shell? Was the shell a good pick? Did I fuck that up? Because they made me feel like the shell wasn't a good pick. So feel free to let me know in the comments how you feel about the shell.
Go for Topher. Please help me out in the comments.
Next week on Go for Topher, we'll discuss if I should have picked the shell or not. I had a good list. I don't care. I'll eat all these ice creams, and that's all that matters to me. Kevin, you're the second pick. You took cookie dough with no chocolate chips. You took chocolate.
That's not true.
Chocolate chip cookie dough, chocolate, caramel, Jimmy's, cherries, and waffle cones. Waffle cones are steal.
I agree. I love waffle cones. They're the hidden gem of the ice cream world, as they say. I really want to thank Christopher for this draft today, because you made it possible to be a two-man race.
That's what I do best. It is what I do best. Should have taken the waffle bowl, but what do I know? I always lose. Guess I'm the new Kevin.
You should have taken the shell. First of all, we got to stop saying the new Kevin. That's not fair to Kevin. I have not been as bad as you have been the last two seasons. Fact.
You've been the worst always. So
can confirm.
Justin, you had the third pick. You took cookies and cream, hot fudge, vanilla, chocolate sprinkles, rocky road, and whipped cream. Cool whip.
Yeah, I'm gonna use this time to shine the light on things that matter. Gopher Topher is now a thing.
Hold on, fans. We will need a new drop suggestion. I really just don't have time to be coming up with the drops. So if anybody's got a Gopher Topher, happy to hear it. Did you just try to do like some
over,
weird
over?
Yeah, like I was doing like the psh, that's a big 10-4, like one of those guys.
But you didn't do it.
No, I don't know. You know, that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here for voices. I mean, just to fucking read the list and go home. Anyways, this draft will be on the thing tomorrow, probably.
This episode was not as good. I gotta be honest. It was so much better in text form. Maybe we should just publish our text.
Just screenshot all those texts and send it. Well, I mean, I feel like you lose a little fire when you've already yelled about it earlier today. It's not as big a deal. I didn't care anywhere near as much about the chocolate chip cookie dough this time once I realized I was wrong. So it was harder for me to bring that fire into it. But yeah, this draft was, and the episode will both be out tomorrow, which is not when they normally come out. So enjoy that. Hopefully next week, everything goes back to relative normalcy and we release on Wednesday like we're supposed to. But who knows?
Who's to say? Those frankly, it smells like it's Memorial. Yeah, Brussels sprouts threw me off today. I've got to be honest. It just wasn't on my game.
Oh, and it is a Memorial Day.
Yeah. Weekend,
so Monday is probably going to be tough for the three of us, I would assume.
I thought we already discussed it. We could do it on Monday.
I could do it Monday. I'm just saying I'm going to be hungover.
You're going to be hungover at 8 still?
Probably. But that's how drunk I plan on being. Timmy told me they had the big tinies now, like the little hugs, but like a giant size.
Oh, I haven't even thought to purchase those. I got to get them.
Yeah, we got to go grab some little hugs.
I don't even have any vodka in my house. That's how fucking not alcoholic I am. I don't have any vodka.
Did you say you were drunk today?
Well, I have tequila. I always have tequila. I had to go get my trunk tequila, but I have tequila at all the time.
Then you have trunk vodka too, because there's vodka in your trunk.
That's not, it's pink and the name on the bottle is Whitney. That is not vodka. I don't care what pink you Whitney. Say.
It's delicious. Pink lemonade vodka. Put it in your Sprite.
Christopher, I really
dash a cranberry on top.
I really want to remember the time that you had testicles. They were there once, right?
No, I've always drinks like that. Testicles or no testicles. Be a couple of weeks.
Testicles or no testicles.
Over. Nobody picked the shell, which apparently was a big pick. Birthday cake ice cream. I don't like it, but people like it.
And we wrap. What? Why are we doing a wrap up of the wrap up?
Let's finish the show. I'll see you next time.
Gopher Topher.
Damn it, Justin! I was gonna get to it. I'm just drunk and slow.